أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والله فضل بعضكم على بعض في الرزق فما الذين فضلوا براد رزقهم على ما ملكت أيمانهم فهم فيه سواء أفبنعمة الله يجحدون. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Allah has brought us into existence and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will take us back. Allah then said that amongst you are those who will be carried back all the way to the worst type of age, and that is an age where a person now fully depends on others for the fulfillment of his daily requirements and activities due to extreme old age. In the next ayah, ayah number 71 of Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the distribution of provisions amongst mankind and amongst His creation. Allah azza wa jal says, وَاللَّهُ فَضَّرَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ. Allah says, as far as provisions are concerned, as far as the material things of this world are concerned, He has given preference to some over others. This is the system of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is not accidental that some have more than others and others have less than some others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this system that Allah has put in place is deliberately engineered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the proper functioning of the universe and the world. Imagine if everyone was given the same amount of provisions and sustenance, the world will not function. The world will not function. No one will rely on anyone else. Today you find, because of the disparity, those who are given more rely on others for their services, and those who are given less rely on those who are given more for their provision. So like this you find that one is in need of the other. As much as the less fortunate is in need of the fortunate is also in need of the services of the less fortunate, because the less fortunate are contributing towards the success of the fortunate ones by rendering and offering services. So like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this imbalance for the proper functioning and for the proper operation of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ. It is Allah who has created this imbalance as far as provisions are concerned. فَمَا الَّذِينَ فُضِّلُوا بِرَادِّ رِزْقِهِمْ عَلَىٰ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَهُمْ فِيهِ سَوَاءٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who have been preferred, those who have been given more than others, they cannot take their provisions and distribute it amongst the slaves so that the slaves can be equal to them in provisions. They'll never do that. You won't find that. Even if humans try and eradicate amongst themselves, they decide, let's eradicate and let's do away with this imbalance in provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's not going to happen. You'll never find those who have been given more. You'll never find them taking their risk and returning it, بِرَادِّ رِزْقِهِمْ, and distributing it amongst the slaves so that the slaves can be equal to them. أَفَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. Allah says this is a ni'mah of Allah. Allah says this is a ni'mah of Allah. This is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are they now going to deny and reject this bounty of Allah azza wa jal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to speak of other favors of His that He has bestowed upon us, and which we should constantly make shukr for. And that is in the form of our spouses, in the form of our children, and even in the form of our grandchildren. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for you from your own kind. مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Your spouses are of your own kind. They are not of a different species. They are not of a different type or a different kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min anfusikum, from your own kind. So they have the similar feelings that you have, similar emotions that you have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says He has created for you from your own kind as wajan, spouses. Another great ni'mah and favor of Allah azza wa jal. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدًا. And then from your spouses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has given you and He has blessed you with baneen, sons and children from your spouses, وَحَفَدَةً, and grandchildren. So these are all ni'mas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates for us. So your spouses came, and then because of your spouses, your children came into existence, and because of your children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you at a later stage in your life to experience your grandchildren. وَرَزَقَكُم مِّنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you provisions of all the good things in this world. أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. After all of this, Allah says, will they believe in falsehood? وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ. And they will be ungrateful for the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.